Lord, when you're in there, praise the Lord, then God going to show you something that you ain't going to like. He going to show you truth. He going to show you truth, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. Yeah, God wants you to pray to God. And when you pray to him, he's going to tell you something about yourself, praise the Lord, that you already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself, praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of, praise the Lord. Say you hold all this stuff in, praise the Lord. Get rid of the altar, praise the Lord. He began to go off, he said, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you're too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today. We're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing each on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. 7 information, please call 337-238-8314. Praise be to God, our founder and pastor, and even speak of God. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again this late time next week. Meet again this late time.
Hey, you getting cold? St. Joseph Matches 99.3. Yeah.
You're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? You're mono. It's so much that I
thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and the Mighty, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in Peter. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, Nona, the anointing sermon already in progress.
If you can't stand a lot of noise here in the earthly realm, ain't no sense in you trying to make a noise here in the earthly realm, because it shall be loud up there. Now let's honor the Lord with a hand clap of praise. Everybody! Are you here, Jesus? Yes, God! It's written that the stars are yours. When you open your mouth and get to praise, the Lord said, as he told the children of Israel, I'm going to come down and see about my people. But you got to give me a praise. You got to give God a praise. You got to give God a praise. God said, I'm here to be when your praise ready. When you come with me, then shall I hear thee. But you got to praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Watch up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Come on, lift your hands. It's time for you to give God what is due unto him. God said, them that worship me in spirit and in truth, lift your hands, people of the Most High God, and worship that name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Will you bless him? Hallelujah, Jesus. I will bless the name of the Lord. I honor him. Yes, keep the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. You might be tired for the flesh, but God was tired on the cross. And God said that he to give the honor. He said, give honor where honor. And because he died for me, that belongs unto him. God gave me a years ago. He dropped in my spirit. He said, whether I'm tired or not, whether I like it or not, or whether I feel like it or not, I've got to give God what's required of him. What's required of me, I've got to render unto the Lord. Whether it be with a hand, please. Whether it be from the fruit of my lips. When I had 10,000 pounds, if I can clap my hands till I can clap no more, it's still worthy, more worthy than that. That's me. God is worthy. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. It's the Sabbath of the Lord my God. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Yes, Jesus Christ. And I honor God. Bless you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let the music continue on. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Jesus. Amen. We came with expectation today. Hallelujah. Let's get that worship there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Keep it low. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whether I'm tired or not, the odds may be against me, but the odds were against David. The odds were against Paul. The odds were against Jesus Christ himself. But they still made it. I heard a man of God say, don't count me out. I heard another man of God say, the coach's job is over after practice. And a great man of God. Well, you're here now. Might as well make it count. If you came into the courts as the Bible, might as well give him a praise because you're already in here. Into his gates, giving him thanks, you might as well clap your hands. You're already in the house. I heard some other man say, I'm in the building. But how do you know Jesus is in the building? That's who you want in your house. God said that I will not dwell in an unclean temple. So in order for me to continue to become a dweller, I have to enter continuously into his gate with thanksgiving into his courts, giving him a praise. Whether my day was hard or not, I've got to render a praise unto the Lord my God because he is worthy of my praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I believe in miracles. I have to see it to believe it. I'm a dreamer. God gives me visions. I see things in advance. God has shook things. Amen. And I've seen things come to pass. He shook the hands of two angels in my bedroom. And they looked down at me and they said, repeated the words of me. He said, you said it. Now the words of me, I see it or not. It shall come to pass. God even gave us, amen, amen, of the tongue to speak, amen, those things that are not, those that already were. If you need to be healed, I speak. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. I'm already healed. Destination is the yellow brick road, and the route, the yellow brick road, and have all good things. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You had some good demonic things. Amen. Some struggles. Amen. That they all had to fight. If you notice, they all, amen, struggled just a little bit. They not were not even stopped, but they were hindered a little bit on the journey. And see, on this journey, it ain't going to be easy. I heard somebody say, nobody take that the road to be easy. And you know what? I believe that today. And I'm glad about it. God said, don't say that the old days. You can say that. He's told you not to say that. He told you not to think, not to regret where you are right now. See, because suffering in this world, the Bible says that offenses must come. And in order, amen, for us to get to our destination, which is heaven, and living a heavenly life here on earth, some people say, oh, man, you got heaven on earth. Jesus does pour, amen, out some of his spirit upon us, amen. So we pour, amen, amen, for his presence. But somebody told me that this road is not going to be easy. This road, and I thank God for experiencing, amen, the hardships. The Bible began to say that tribulation, that we've got to glory tribulation also. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And after patience, amen, experience. And after experience, there's hope. And down the line, you're going to go through another struggle. See, but because the men of God say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, men of God say, well, that he's done with me, my soul shall. My soul shall. He didn't say something, but he said, oh, stay on the straight and narrow. James began to say, not to have you a straight person. Woman, child, boy, girl. God said, don't ride, die before your time. There's a lot of car accidents, bus accidents where children are dying. There's a lot of car accidents. People, middle-aged, teenagers are dying, getting shot, getting ran up by teenagers, are dying, getting killed and can't find the love that they need to have. They can't find true love. So they find it in streets. So they find it in sin. So they finding and doing what's wrong even before the eyes of the Lord. And then it brings on a spirit of not caring. A spirit of I don't care. A spirit of what my parents say. I don't care what them say. I don't care about what the pastor says. The people in the church, everybody hypocrites. Do you know this is the place where if you are a hypocrite, this is the place where you gotta come? So you can learn not to be a hypocrite. So you can learn to stop lying. Will you learn to steal? That don't belong to you. That don't belong to you. God said the eyes of the Lord are on every place. In one scripture says, beholding the good and the evil. And another scripture, beholding evil and the good. Another church. shoots under the covers. He even see the dirt under the rug. That fake under the rug that you buried something in that was not yours. And God said his eyes on every place, holding everything. You can't hide from the Lord. Is the omniscient God, all-knowing God, omnipotent God, meaning all power, omnipotent means everywhere. He sees all and misses nothing. God said, you know what he did? He came down and died for me and you. He died on the cross. And just in case you didn't believe or you don't believe that Jesus really died or Jesus really did those things, he set some other examples in the Word of God. He set Moses before you. Moses went on a 40-day fast. Why? To get a closer relationship with his God. You got to do that. God said, if you exceed the ways of the scribe, the Pharisees, you ain't going to enter in. The scribe and Pharisees were hypocritical in all their ways. They came to church, but when they were different. They came to church and they closed their eyes to the good coming from the pulpit. That's why God said in the book of Ezekiel, somewhere around the 8th chapter, because he said, come here, son, and let me show you an even greater abomination. He showed them that the men of God's backs were turned towards the altar. And when you turn your back on something, that means you can go someplace else with what you got to say to me. I'm going kept ship to Tarshish, Reverend. What you told me to do, you told me to go and preach. But God told me to go to Nineveh and preach, but you went to Tarshish. But you know, God loves us so that he will cause an earthquake in your house. Will cause a flood. Flood your house. Oh, he'll get your attention. And inside the deep waters that the face of God moved upon when he said, let there be light. While the face of the Lord was upon the face of the waters, a big fish came and swallowed up Jonah. While he was in the midst of disobedience, he not only caused trouble the waters, but he caused them to go into another body of an animal. Swallowed them. And because now that you are in your vomit, okay, not only are you in your own vomit, but you're inside where the fish is. God even said, if you don't pay your tithe like I told you to, you will be cursed with a curse. Jonah seemed like he was cursed with a curse. Because he disobeyed the voice of the Lord. God wants us to honor him. God wants us to go back to heaven with him. God just wants us to continue to walk into these gates giving him thanks. With thanksgiving and of course with praise. That's why he set examples before us in the Bible. Solomon. Love the Lord so much that he built things for the Lord. For Moses, he loved God so that he obeyed the voice of the Lord and went, before Pharaoh on behalf of God's people and said, the Lord said, love God, go. And God has already told Satan to let my people go. You've been to the hands of the devil too long. Why are you in the midst of all the teaching, in the midst of all the preaching? You're in a struggle. Many are the afflictions of them who want to be righteous. And if you want to be righteous, you want to be righteous, God said he's going to deliver you out of them all. And that's why he said, praise him in advance. That's why I praise him when I didn't even see it. That's why I give him praise when I don't speak it like it. That's why I open my mouth and shout hallelujah when I'm in pain. I heard enough hallelujah. God said, hold on, pain ends. But you gotta hold on to the hand of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hold on. Pain will end. Jesus. All you got to do is keep holding them. Keep holding to the hand of God and watch God move for you. God already said that he heard the afflictions of you. He's coming down when he sees it. All you got to do is hold on. Pain will end. Hallelujah, Jesus. The name of the Lord. Fruit of my lips, God, because I know if I keep putting it on, the pain will end. God, he came to heal us. In the 26th verse, he said, them that will be after having received that truth, he said, there will be sacrifice for sins. He said we can do it. He sent a man to stand before you and say, yes, we can. God said, you. He's the Lord your God. And besides him, Isaiah said, there is no other. As you're standing on your feet, Isaiah said, hallelujah, Jesus. Believe in deliverance of the Lord God. I believe in things that are not seen. I believe in trying to a point to where sends an angel to come rescue me. But you got to believe for yourself. God began to say, save yourselves from this untoward situation. You want to see how you save yourself? Keep coming into them doors of the church. Whenever you're in pain, whenever you're sick, you got a headache and you don't want to come to church, the Bible says, call for the elders. Let the elders come and pray for you and lay hands on you. Call for the men of God. Call for the women of God. God said, pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means they're going to preach. That means they're going to say what they say of the Lord. Whether you want to hear it or whether you don't care, God's word shall be preached. Jesus. That's why I thank him. That's why I give him honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on and give the Lord a praise. Come on, let's worship his name. Come on, clap your hands. Yes, God. Come on, bless him. I'm almost finished. This is nothing but that. I'm so finished. See, I'm full of dirt. See, in order for dirt to be tested, it's got to be stepped on. It's got to be compacted. We won't set a foundation upon something that's not solid enough to hold it. So God, amen, has allowed, amen, things to come at your life. God has allowed, amen, troubling struggles to come and take over you so you can drop to your knees and fall on your knees and open your mouth and open your ears unto him. God is allowing him to be stepped on. God is allowing you to be stepped on. And the only way you're going to make it, the affliction comes upon you. Offenses must come. You're going to make it. Offenses, bruise. Begin to say chastisement. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah, you are good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The only way you're going to make it is through them struggles. The only way you're going to make it is through them hard, tough times. Sometimes when you sin, amen, and you sin so much that you can't go a step further, amen, you got to run to the altar. That's right. God called you. But it's not death. Your affliction is not unto death. Yes, Jesus. Give him the highest praise. Yes, Lord. See, if anybody needs prayer, let them take the center aisle. If you need prayer, hallelujah to Jesus. I will bless the name of the Lord my God, because he's worthy of my praise. If I say, man of God, I'm going to walk like a man of God. What of God, if you say you are a woman of God, you are a walk like a woman of God. Open your mouth and give God praise. You say you believe God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God. If there be any that need prayer, if there be any that need prayer, take the center out. Hallelujah. You are. Yes, Jesus. We bless you.
From 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be to God. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we begin this same time next week.
This is Keith Frank, the Zydeco boss, and I want to talk to you about helping stop the spread of the coronavirus. Man, this thing really scares me. Me and my family have been practicing social distancing, washing our hands with soap and water as often as possible, and wearing face mask or face covering when we do go out. And when I follow Zydeco Band, would love to be on stage right now for everybody, but we have to be smart and we have to be safe. So let's get serious, Louisiana. Let's stop the spread of the coronavirus.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. Gina. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. The AYT. Praise the Lord.